November 1st marks the beginning of open enrollment for health coverage through the Affordable Care Act. Officials from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced this week that premiums for consumers around the country will increase. KUER's Eric Newman reports on how that may affect Utahns.
Insurance rates at healthcare.gov are going up. A big reason for that is that insurance companies are trying to recoup the costs of an initial wave of people with chronic illnesses who enrolled back when the program started. But for people in Utah, the rate increase isn't as bad as it sounds. Jason Stevenson works with the Utah Health Policy Project, a group focused on making health insurance more accessible for underserved people in the state. He says whether or not you see a rate increase comes down to one word, subsidies.
The subsidy has gone up a lot compared to the average rate increase. So there is definitely a gap, and some people might pay more, but we're also seeing some people that are going to be paying less next year.
What individuals pay will depend on their situation, which insurance provider they have, the size of their family, and how much money they make. There's no sweeping answer for the changes. But the majority of Utahns who have insurance through Obamacare will get subsidy support.
About 87% of Utahns who sign up for insurance through the marketplace get subsidies, and those subsidies cover 70% of their premiums.
The solution for balancing out these rate increases is mainly just time. As more healthy people sign up for Obamacare, they'll balance out the costs of individuals with health problems, and the rates should level out. Eric Newman, KUER News.